violence and terrorism in Iraq's Mediterranean neighbor Turkey today. Also, there are bomb blasts in two of the major cities. In the capital, Ankara, there was an explosion at a hotel where President Bush is expected to stay when he attends a NATO summit this weekend. And in Istanbul, a bomb on a bus killed at least three people. NPR's Ivan Watson was at the scene of that blast. He joins us now. Ivan, what more can you tell us about this explosion in Istanbul?
Well, Alex, these are the latest in a series of bombs, we first have to say, that have been targeting several Turkish cities over the past several months, and they tend to be small, what are described as percussion bombs, that usually have very few casualties, that are mostly done to scare people or, it seems, to make some political impact. Today's explosion on a passenger bus, though, here in Istanbul, created the largest number of casualties we've seen over the past several months, and a government official here, the Istanbul provincial governor, has suggested that, in fact, a bomber may have set the bomb off by accident while transporting it to the target area.
Ivan, when is President Bush arriving in Ankara for this NATO meeting, and what about the bombing there?
He's expected to arrive on Saturday, and he is to spend the night at the Hilton Hotel in the center of Ankara. So this morning's explosion is a disturbing breach of security, of course. A hotel worker I spoke with described that explosion as a so-called percussion bomb that did not do damage, he said, to the hotel itself. However, it does raise questions as to security in advance of the president's visit. I have to add that when British Prime Minister Tony Blair was here last month, there were also several bombs that went off outside British banks. All of this is making the population jittery, though, because last November we had some massive explosions all in the course of 1 week that killed and injured hundreds of Turks, mostly, that also targeted the British consulate here in Istanbul, that targeted a British bank, as well as two synagogues here in Istanbul. So the population is quite worried in advance of this visit from President Bush and in advance of the NATO summit, which is to begin here in Istanbul on Sunday, where dozens of heads of state are to gather for meetings for 3 days.
Ivan, Turkish authorities in the past have blamed attacks on Islamic militants or Kurdish separatists or just general left-wing groups. Are they saying anything about suspect groups, or has there been any claim for responsibility?
Well, the provincial Istanbul governor today at the scene of the bus bombing in Istanbul, he suggested that it was some kind of illegal leftist Marxist group, and there has been a history of violence coming from splinter groups to the left. Kurdish groups are engaged in violence that are clashing with the Turkish military, and the massive explosions that we saw in November that killed and injured so many Turks, as well as the British consul general, that was blamed on Islamist organizations. So there are any number of people who could be behind these kind of explosions or any potential future attacks, Alex.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul, Turkey. Bye-bye, Ivan.
Thank you, Alex.